are 70 railroad crossings in the city of Riverside. More than 100 trains come through every day, carrying cargo east from the harbors in Long Beach and Los Angeles. That's a lot of train traffic, and it creates a lot of vehicle traffic as well. When the guardrails go down, cars stop and wait, and wait, and wait. Grade separation projects are here to save drivers the waiting ordeal. The city creates a road around the tracks, either above or under, and city traffic moves unimpeded. It's a safe, swift, and practical solution. That's what's happening here at Iowa Avenue, the site of the newest grade separation project.
Well, Iowa was selected because it's a main north-south artery connecting the freeway with University of California, Riverside, and other businesses in the area. Project costs about $32 million. It'll take about 16 months to build.
It's really important for the future of this part of the city and development in the city that we have good access. The Iowa Avenue grade separation will finally provide the remainder of that.
We're up to over 100 trains a day here right now. We have 6 hours out of every day that the gates are down here blocking traffic.
The lines behind me are the main line for both Burlington Northern Santa Fe and Union Pacific. Once the overpass is completed, the cars and the trains will not have to wait for each other any longer. Talking to the businesses in the area and the commercial realtors who would like to market the area, they are really excited about getting this project completed. During the course of the project, it's an inconvenience, but once it's done, it will make the area so much more desirable for business development, and it will make commute for people who take Iowa Avenue so much easier that everybody is really looking forward to getting this done and open.
Construction that lasts even a few days means detours and delays for commuters, but the project brings benefits to the area.
The community's taking the construction in stride. It's always an inconvenience for people, but the outcome of the previous project we built over in Columbia has been really good support of the project. When this project's done, it's going to be a 6-lane bridge over the railroad tracks. The roadway configuration is going to be generally as you see it right now. The traffic will go over the railroad tracks on the bridge, and the cross street Citrus will connect into the new bridge and allow circulation. Grade separation projects after this one on Streeter Avenue at Union Pacific line. That will start in about December of this year. And we have Riverside Avenue over by Riverside Plaza, which will start probably about July of next year.
Grade separations are laborious and time-consuming projects. But as we've seen with the Harupa, Columbia, and Magnolia separations, once they're in place, you'll wonder what took them so long to build it. And now we go to Mary, who visited Riverside's newest event, a night to discover the city's arts and innovation. A long night.
On October 4th, downtown Riverside was transformed into the long night of arts and innovation, the city's scientific and cultural offerings and scenes. The public was invited to view all the city has to offer throughout the downtown. And judging from comments, this won't be the last time we see the long night of arts and innovation.
I think it's awesome, actually. I think it's cool when Riverside actually does stuff like this.
I think it's really very encouraging. It shows that people are interested and that there's a lot of exciting stuff out there to do. I really hope it'll be an annual event. You can just see how many people are out here tonight. It's really wonderful. And, they're not giving away free food. They're actually talking about, education or science or technology or advances in the arts. It's really wonderful.
And so meeting people, seeing exciting things, seeing kids getting excited about science and math is really the reason that I'm here.
This is an amazing opportunity for the city of Riverside to highlight all of the amazing arts and innovations they have throughout the city. Universities, the arts, everything. It's just an amazing opportunity.
I think of really a wonderful evening. You can sense this in the people you talk to. You sense this in looking at the number of choices. This really is the A-team in Riverside. So if you're here tonight, it explains why we are a city of arts and innovation.
Came about after a group from Riverside visited our newest sister city, Erlangen, Germany, where this has been an annual event for 10 years.
Every 2 years we do it, and it increased in numbers considerably. It started with 12,000 people, and now we are about 35,000 the last time, last year when the delegation from Riverside came, and it's straight in the heart of the people.
The long night of arts and innovation has become a showcase of Riverside. It's taken the culture and development out of the halls and labs and placed them in a venue that everyone can share in. And now we go to Greg, who's looking into Riverside's latest health program.
Lack of fitness and proper nutrition is a nationwide problem, but the city's attacking this epidemic of sloth with new vigor with the Start Right program. It's an online program that tracks your progress in the battle to lose pounds and gain good health. It provides tips on dieting, group activities, and even offers opportunities for new exercise classes. And as most people are finding out, it doesn't have to be the same old routine. Classes now include yoga, drawing in fresh audiences open to new experiences. It's all part of the Fit, Fresh, and Fun alternative.
So this program was born under the Mayor's Fit, Fresh, and Fun Forum, and it was a way to inspire Riverside residents to get out and to get healthy. And so we've partnered with a lot of local organizations like Reveille here, which is a fitness studio in town, to offer free classes to residents. And the program started September 15th. It will go through November 17th, the challenge portion. But we'll be continuing education online, and we plan on continuing it for the next 5 years at the very least.
I mean, all across the country, cities and communities are asking the question, how can we start walking, biking, better exercise, better food? There's a kind of national movement apart. And River was really this kind of cooperative partnering of groups which are involved in health and in fitness, and to try to get messages out, to try to get activities connected. We're out really to change Riverside as we know it. We want to sort of rally. There's all kinds of groups and people doing good things. It's trying to connect them and highlight them and get people to participate. Not a few, but many.
We just hope that it inspires people to sort of take control of their health. It can be overwhelming to get started. So this is sort of a fun way for people to get out and try something new. It's at no cost to them, which is good. So they don't have to worry. They might sign up for something and then not like it. They get to sample a whole bunch of different things. They get a whole lot of great nutrition education to get started on their fitness and their health journey. And then we hope that at the end of the challenge, they've found something they really like to do. And they'll be able to continue that for years to come and improve their measurables and improve their health.
I love today's class. I've never done a yoga class before, and it was really inspiring and easy, a lot easier to do than I thought. I didn't feel like a fish out of water doing this program. Personally, I know I have seen the benefits of going to the free classes that are around at TPC. It inspires me to go on the website. I can track my progress. I can use the different web tools that they have at the Passport application and the Fit Fresh Riverside, and I can learn more about nutrition. I am very excited about my results that I've seen through this program. I've lost 2 inches off my waist, I've dropped my blood pressure 15 points, and I've walked almost 50 miles.
A variety of classes people can take, from boot camp classes. We have arthritis foundation classes, so even for people who might not be really able to exercise in another way, they can still try this program. There's still something here for them to try to do. And then there's also just education about nutrition, about how to get your kids to eat right, and a lot of other things that people struggle with. And so maybe you're actually really fit, but you just want to learn how to eat better. You can still be a part of this program, and there's still that education for you.
56%, huge percentage, are either obese or overweight. And the objective is to bring it down from 56 to 50 in 3 years. That's our goal, and it's not a single step, it's multiple steps. It's becoming the definition of a successful city. Cities that walk, that bike, that exercise, that have opportunities for fresh food. It is really, I think, our marker of success.
Well, when this program's over, we hope that the participants are really inspired just to keep up with the education they've got, and to implement some of those small changes, like maybe it's cutting out soda, maybe it's walking for 30 minutes a day. Those little things that add up to make people a lot healthier in the long run. The people who have signed up have really enjoyed it, and we've got to hear a lot of positive feedback through social media about classes they've tried and they liked. About the weight that they're losing, the inches they're losing. We've had a lot of people have success lowering their blood pressure, which is really great. So it's positive so far, and we just really hope, in the coming years, we have even more people sign up and get involved.
I hope the city continues this program. I really enjoy it. I think it's motivating. I'm seeing different parts of the city through my walking guide that I got through the city, and I really hope they continue.
There is an incredible kind of, lack of a better word, energy over this question of how can we be fit, fresh, and fun. But our goal is measurable. It's not simply be better in person. It's not a New Year's resolution. This is to try to change behavior, change lifestyles. And it's good for the individual. It's good for the family. It's good for the company. Good for the community. And I think we're all in this together.
For more information on Start Right, go to fitfreshfunriverside.com. And now we go to Bridget, who's checking out a new feature at the library.
Library customers used to pull books off the shelf. Now many customers prefer bandwidth to books. More than 31% of library visitors utilize the computers, and that figure is only going up. Working with private industry, the city libraries are bringing in reinforcements. The Chrome laptops. It offers everything the desktop provides, but it stores your work in the cloud.
The Riverside Public Library is fortunate to have been among 40 libraries across the state selected by the California State Library to participate in the Google Chromebook project. And this is a collaboration with the State Library and Google to bring computers to libraries to increase access points. So we are the lucky recipients of 30 Google Chromebook laptop computers that we'll have available at the main library for lending to customers. Customers can check out a Google Chromebook for up to 2 hours per day. One of the great things about it is all of their documents are stored in the cloud. This is a cloud-based system. One of the requests that we always get from customers is to be able to store their documents. Say they're working on something and they want to continue it the next time they visit the library. Currently, they're unable to save any information on our computers. They are able to check out a Google Chromebook and store their information in the cloud so that they can continue working on it anywhere, actually, on our Chromebooks or on another computer at another location, anywhere they can access the internet. They can use it for internet browsing. They can use it for productivity to actually create documents. They can share documents. They can continue to work on them over time. They can send, check email, all of those different things that they usually visit the library for. It's very intuitive. It even has a tips and tricks feature, so if they're not familiar with Chromebooks, they can learn them very, very easily. It will walk them through a tutorial process. There are tons of free apps, they call them, available in the web store on Chrome that they can download to as office tools. There are games, of course. There are social media tools. Just about anything you're looking for is available in the Chrome store. Google Chromebooks are available for checkout for 2 hours per day at the main library. Customers are required to use the Chromebooks in the library. They are available for use on the lower level. They're able to use them across our free Wi-Fi and are required to turn them back in after their two-hour session is completed. In order to check out a Chromebook, customers simply need to have a library card in good standing. They will also need to leave their identification with staff when they check out the Chromebook, which will be returned to them upon check-in. This almost doubles the availability of public access computers for our customers, so it's a huge, huge resource for us. We got these free of charge through our collaboration. It's a one-year project. We'll be turning in some statistics to the State Library and Google. After that one-year period, the Google Chromebooks are ours to keep, so very excited about this. We have gotten positive feedback. People are so very excited about this new project here, and we're hoping to be able to expand it to the other library locations soon.
Become a library member today to check out this new asset. On behalf of Greg, Mary, and myself, thank you for joining us for this episode of Riverside Today.